We've been studying about Hillel and the good traits that Hillel had, and we mentioned Hillel, how he was very poor, and that didn't stop him from learning Torah. And now the Rav Nissim Gaon is going to quote a famous story about how Hillel's modesty really brought people close. There was a story that two people made a bet, and they said, whoever could get Hillel upset will make 400 gold coins, 400 zuz. So one of them went on Friday afternoon, and Hillel was taking a shower. He was cleaning his head in honor of Shabbos, and this man called out, "Who's Hillel here? Who's Hillel here?" Now think about it. That's like going near Olmert's home and saying, "Where's Ehud? Where's Ehud?" You're going near the prime minister's home. You're going near Hillel was the chief rabbi. And he calls him by his first name. Doesn't call him Rabbi Hillel. Nothing. Who's Hillel? Who's Hillel? Where's the guy? So he's looking to get Hillel upset. He wants to win the bet. So Hillel wraps himself up and goes out towards him and said, "What do you want?" So he said, "I have a question to ask." So he said, "My son, ask my son." So he said to him, "My question is, why is it that the Babylonians, their heads are not round?" So Hillel said, "Ooh, you asked a great question." I remember Hillel came from Babylon. So he's making fun of the shape of the Babylonians' heads. And this is the important question Friday afternoon when everyone's in a rush. And Hillel tells me, "You asked a great question. Because they don't have midwives in Babylon. So when the child is born, things aren't done properly. And that affects the shapes of their heads." So the guy waits and comes back. And again he calls out, "Who's Hillel?" Okay, now he knows who Hillel is. It's getting obvious that he's looking to get on his nerves. Hillel wraps himself up, comes out of the shower, and asks him, "What do you want?" So he says to him, "I have a question to ask." He doesn't ask him the question right away. He's working on his nerves. So Hillel says, ask. So he says, "Why are the eyes of the people from Tarmudia, why are their eyes like closed?" So they have like the Chinese eyes, thin slits in their eyes. So he said, "Ooh, that's because they live in an area where there's sand, and the wind makes the sand go back and forth in their eyes. So God made their eyes that they're thin slits so that the sand won't get into their eyes as much." So the guy went, waited a little bit, comes back. Who's Hillel? Who's Hillel? Hillel wraps himself up, comes out towards him, and the guy tells him, "Why do the Africans have wide feet?" So Hillel says, "Because they walk through wadis, they walk through water." And as much as he's trying, Hillel isn't getting
wide
upset.
Feet or wide?
Wide.
Wide?
Fat feet, yeah, wide. So, whatever he's trying, Hillel isn't getting upset. So he sees he can't get Hillel upset. So he tells him, "Are you Hillel, the Nasi of Israel?" Three times already he's bugged him. Three times he's treated him disrespectfully. And now he's asking him, "Are you Hillel, that Nasi of Israel?" So Hillel says, "Yes." So now he tries one last straw. He says, "There shouldn't be many people like you among Israel." Now what's Hillel going to say? So he says, "My son, why do you say that?" So he tells him, "Because you made me lose 400 zuz." So Hillel said to him, "Listen, you be careful with your spirit. It's worth it for Hillel that you lose 800 zuz by him, and Hillel shouldn't get upset." And there are many beautiful stories about this pious person, Hillel. This is one of the famous stories. So says Rav Nissim Gaon, we have this person who started out very, very poor. When everyone else could enter Beis Medrash, he couldn't. He didn't even have the money to enter, and he was willing to withstand all that, and he wanted to learn Torah. So a person has to widen his heart to be happy with his lot and not be quick to not get upset, not get angry, as the verse in Ecclesiastes says, the Paskin Kel says, "Kichas b'cheik kesilim yanuach." Anger is lying near the fools. As the verse says, "Vaser kas milibecha," remove anger from your heart, "V'havera mibsarecha," and you'll remove badness from your flesh. And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani quoted Rabbi Yonason, "Whoever gets angry, all forms of perdition take hold of him." As the verse says, remove bad from your flesh, and bad is a reference to perdition. As the verse says, the wicked end up in the day of bad. And Rav Huna said, if a person is angry, so at the time of anger, even the Shekhinah isn't important to him. Even God isn't important in his eyes. As the Pasuk says, the wicked, they're so haughty, God isn't even with them when they're plotting. Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti said, when a person gets angry, he forgets his learning and he adds to his foolishness. As the verse says, anger lies near the fools. The fools, they give out their anger. Rav Huna Bar Yitzchak said, when you see a person who lets his anger take a hold of him, you know that his sins, he has more sins than he has merits. As the Pasuk says, one who has anger, you know he has much sin. Furthermore, our sages said, who is a fool? A person who, when he gets angry, can be destructive. He tears his clothes when he's angry. And if only a person's damage was his physical harm, that a person, when he gets angry, our sages said, it harms him physically. They didn't know about blood pressure, but our sages told us, you should know that when a person lets his anger get the better of him, it is detrimental to his physical health. And if that were the only detriment, if we weren't dealing with the spiritual world, then a person should distance himself from anger. Certainly, when we know that anger causes one to sin in all kinds of unusual sins, makes a person lose his intellect, makes a person lose his merits, certainly a person has to distance himself from anger and try to emulate Hillel, the story we saw today.